Hello, 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 and welcome to this episode. Okay, I wanna talk about Unit 27 from the book 4,000 Essential English Words, Edition 3. Okay, I almost finished this lesson, Unit 27, and I learned some new words. Okay, so let me explain to you. The first word is ambassador. I tell you the words that I learned, okay? The first word is ambassador, A-M-B-A-S-S-A-D-O-R. Ambassador means someone who works in another country. Let me say in other words, an ambassador is a government worker who works in another country. This is the English definition of this word. Ambassador means agent, something like agent, okay? Means safir ya nemayende, ambassador. Okay, so this word is a bit is tough, and I don't know how to make a sentence with this word, but I say this sentence. I don't know what sentence to make with ambassador word. Yeah, my sentence is this. Okay. The next word is tin. Tin is an inexpensive metal. Tin is conserve. Un gab conserve. We say, for example, tin cans. I say the bean in the stores. We can buy beans that are stored in tin cans. Okay, and the third word is sack. The first one was ambassador, and the second was tin, and the third one is sack. We have stack and sack, okay? Sack means guni, okay? I say, for example, the thieves grabbed the gold and put it into the sack and ran away. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, sack, tin, and ambassador. And there's also another word, pearl. Pearl means golabi, and pearl means something like murvarid gune. Let me check this in the dictionary. Pearl. Yeah. Pearl means ab murvarid. Murvaridi. Yeah. We say pearl for jewelry. Okay. For example, there's a sentence that says Joycey received a lovely pearl necklace for her wedding anniversary. So pearl means murvaridi, murvarid gune. Yeah. That's it. And I'm trying to write a sentence for each word in this unit. And I do this for every lesson and unit. Yeah, this is great. And I appreciate you. And thanks for listening. Bye for now.